I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. What do you think of when you hear the word power? You might picture the physical strength of someone who spends a lot of time in the gym. Maybe you think of the respect that comes from a uniform or the authority wielded by nations and kings. Or perhaps you imagine something less visible, but still full of power, like the electrical current that runs through the walls of your home. During Paul's day, the city of Ephesus was a center of power. Not only was the imperial authority of Rome active and celebrated, the city was also home to a lot of religious activity. Magicians, conjurers, worshippers of gods like Artemis were common throughout Ephesus. It was a place of concrete, tangible power and also intangible spiritual power. Into a small Christian community, surrounded by displays of power, Paul writes with a different definition. He invites them to consider the power of God that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father. In a world dominated by visible displays of power and influence, it's easy to overlook the spiritual power that flows, mostly unseen. Yet, this invisible power is the very essence of our Christian hope. Paul prays for the believers in Ephesus to have a revelation from God, that they would know the hope of their calling, the riches of their inheritance, and the immeasurable greatness of God's power available to them. This isn't power for domination or coercion. It's power for transformation, service, and love. It's the kind of power that calls us to embody the way of Jesus, leading through humility, forgiving rather than fighting, and serving rather than seeking to be served. Paul's powerful prayer in Ephesians 1 is a reminder that our calling is to be Christ in the world, to let his light shine through us. We don't need massive numbers or grand gestures. Even a small group, like the early church in Ephesus, can be a catalyst for change when it's filled up with the transformative power of Jesus. As you navigate your life today, ask God to give you eyes to see what his power really looks like. Dream of a world transformed not by political might or financial power, but by communities of faith, living out the love of Christ. What a fantastic thing to believe for. Let the Holy Spirit flood your heart with light today. Recognize his presence as your inheritance, and let him move through you so that you can be Christ to the world around you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.